Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for.
But can I take your question? Let me add in this one. Because the premise on which I started my presentation, use the present data as geologists do. They look the present current observations and then try to correlate with past or future. So there now we know that these regions having potentials. This figure has fallen true, have been proved correct in case of recent Nepal earthquake as well. That the where he shown the potential, that section earthquake occurred, may not be 8.6 but two major 7.8, 7.2, and now have released energy in that part. Because it's not a continuous fault. These are different zones and not all compressional regime, there are strike slip also. You know, so these that is why there are separate parts. It's not a one entire one earthquake which will bring in entire Himalaya. No, see, huge region, more than 3,000 kilometer in length. Now we know, see, we know now this region is having potential of bringing an earthquake of about 8.6. We know that before the earthquake, generally there are pre-earthquake thermal anomalies. We are having free satellite data. Somebody has to develop a system by which regularly we monitor, say, for this part of the Himalaya or this region. And whenever we saw, whenever we see a buildup of a thermal anomaly, at least in scientific community, we should announce alarm that as per our analysis,
warning to the government.
There is, no, may not be directly to government because these techniques have not been proven completely highly reliable. Otherwise, government will give a slap to us.
Yeah, sometimes it's like that.
Yeah, may put in jail as well. Mm. So in scientific community, we can say that as per our observations and reports by other scientists that there is a potential, we are seeing a buildup of thermal energy. Let's see whether that is converted in an earthquake or not. If it is yes, then we can say we have done like this. In future, then we can start bringing government or public in between. But before that, we should not do it. First, in-house, we should analyze and announce or forecast that as per this is happening. And not, don't involve only one precursor, which is thermal anomaly. Involve as many as precursors like four shocks, like radon gas emission, like sudden changes in groundwater level, electromagnetic perturbances. A new technique has come, very reliable it is being proved. It is total electron count through coming the GPS data. All these, when these are showing some indications of some anomalies, then probably government should be informed that in all these observations, we are seeing perturbances, unusual signatures. Area is also already having a potential. So there might be an earthquake event. If it is once, twice, thrice within government and scientific community, it is, if it is found true, then in future we can involve government. As has been said, this is a very important statement which I am going to make. So I request all ladies, please also listen.
Ladies.
They are talking.
Yes.
Ladies.
It's
ladies.
No, girls.
Girls.
Or so beautiful girls.
Pushpada.
I have to get their attention, so I would say whatever. Okay, Katrina Kaif. Yep. Katrina Kaif is one of the very famous Indian actress. You know, the
Aishwarya
girl,
Aishwarya
Rai. See, he is fan of Aishwarya. So what I am going to say, that earthquakes, in order to predict earthquakes, you need more earthquakes. This is very unfortunate statement.
Yes, it's true.
But why, in order to predict earthquakes, you need more earthquakes, that means our knowledge about earthquake is still very poor.
Yes.
So once we build up this knowledge and passes step by step, first among scientific community, then scientific community and government, and this passes this test one after another, then only government can be involved. Because if you give a warning to the public that now earthquake is going to occur, and suppose it doesn't occur.
Yes.
Once, twice, thrice, three, four times you say earthquake will occur and doesn't occur, then public will never believe in you, in your forecast. And suppose fifth time you say earthquake is going to occur and it occurs, then they will say that, see,
exactly.
Why didn't you tell properly? And public can say anything. So this is what I am trying to say, that this is the right time. We know that these areas having potential. Let's observe, let's monitor regularly through using all these precursors and see what we can achieve at this stage. And the prediction is very far, maybe 20, 30 years ahead of us. But that doesn't mean we should not work towards the prediction.
And
sir,
No problem. I think you answered part of my question.
Okay.
Still I have this question.
And see, I have developed predicting things, you know.
Yes.
Not
is
only
there
earthquake.
Any center monitoring these earthquake vulnerable areas over the world and publishing articles about them? For example, if you study Iran or India, to see where are the more vulnerable to earthquakes from the thermal signals.
Yes.
Is there any center doing this research?
Yes, a lot of centers are in India. One center very focused, one is in the western part, which is not related with the Himalayan tectonic setup, which is in Gujarat, which is called Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar.
Yeah.
Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar are twin cities basically. Mm-hmm. Gandhinagar is a new setup, Ahmedabad is an old city. So in Gandhinagar, they are having an institute which is called Institute of Seismological Research, ISR. They are doing a lot of work related with earthquakes, and they have also put multi-parametric stations which are observing many parameters, including sudden changes in groundwater, temperature, changes in depth, which they are not going to have results, I know. And ozone gas, radon gas emission, and so many other parameters they are observing at three locations in Gujarat, few locations in Himalaya through these multi-parametric. But the point which you have raised is very valid. We are having a seismic zoning map of India. Almost entire part of, I don't know whether I am having that map, entire part of Himalaya is falls roughly in zone 5, which is highly seismic zone as per that map, and the western part, which is Gujarat part, is also falling in zone 5. So we know these are the areas which are vulnerable from earthquake point of view. We also know through this Roger Willem that which part of Himalaya having how much potential of failure. Only thing now we require, as I have mentioned, a continuous monitoring, scientific monitoring within scientific community initially. Later on we can involve government, but funding has to of course come from government. So similar thing it can be done in Iran as well. We know you are, unfortunately you too are receiving regular earthquakes in Iran, and at least you must be having also a seismic zoning map of Iran. So you know exactly where earthquakes can occur based on past seismicity, and therefore some monitoring can start about these instead of just putting seismometers or measuring the force shocks and other things. Some other parameters can also be monitored, and the best technique which you can employ is employ remote sensing. Every day, almost day, few times in a day, nowadays data is available. Free of cost, just download, and if somebody can develop a software which automatically downloads the data, analyze it, bring the anomaly map, comparing with the average map, and that will bring a very good output. Initially within scientific community, please.
Professor Saraf, many thanks for your scientific presentation and very
Thank you.
Interesting lecture. You mentioned in your lecture about the post-monsoon earthquakes and thermal anomalies and their relationship with earthquakes. So, me as a climatologist, I have a question, and I will appreciate if you answer.